A large blue shield with a giant WB stands before a lightly clouded sky. Words below read, a Warner Communications Company. Yellow letters appear over mixing chocolate. David L. Wolper presents Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Cocoa beans spill out of a sack. Starring Gene Wilder, Jack Albertson. Coarse cocoa powder pours. With Roy Kinnear, Julie Dawn Cole, Leonard Stone, Denise Nickerson, Dodo Denny, Paris Thiemann, Ursula Reet, Michael Bowman, Diana Soule, Aubrey Woods, David Batley, Gunter Meisner, Peter Capel, Werner Haking, Peter Stewart, and introducing Peter Ostrom as Charlie, Director of Photography Arthur Ibbotson. Chocolate covers wafer sticks. Art Director Harper Goff. Production Manager Pia Arnold. Assistant Directors Jack Rowe, Wolfgang Glottis. A ribbon of chocolate folds over itself. Film Editor David Saxon. Color by Technicolor. Music Editor Jack Tiller. Sound Editor Charles L. Campbell. Metal tubes drop chocolate kisses onto a reflective surface. Special Effects Logan R. Frazee. Associate Editor Mel Shapiro. Coarse powder is sprinkled onto chocolate sticks. Sound, Karsten Ulrich. Re-recording, Dick Portman. Musical number staged by Howard Jeffrey. Rows of chocolate kisses scroll past. Music arranged and conducted by Walter Schaff. Lyrics and music by Leslie Bercusi and Anthony Newley. Screenplay by Raoul Dahl, based on his book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Chocolate-covered domed confections drop onto a conveyor belt. Produced by Stan Margulies and David L. Wolper. Directed by Mel Stewart. Thousands of red-trimmed labels read Wonka Bar. A clock tower reads 3 o'clock. Children carrying books and bags run outside, downstairs, and onto a street. A dozen enter a door under a sign reading Bill's Candy Shop.
Triple cream cuts for Preston Firth. Crunchy Snorters for Alties. A Sizzler for June Marie. And listen, Wonka's got a new one today.
What is it?
This is called a Scrumdiddlyumptious Bar.
Scrumdiddlyumptious Bar? How does he do it?
My dear boy, do you ask a fish how it swims?
No.
Or a bird how it flies?
No.
No, sirree, you don't. They do it because they were born to do it. Just like Willy Wonka was born to be a candy man, and you look like you were born to be a Wonkerer. Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two? The Candyman.
Bill pours colored candy into the children's hands.
The Candyman can. The Candyman can. Posse mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun and make the strawberry lemon pie?
The Candyman.
The Candyman.
Bill tears a strip of paper with colored drops.
The Candyman can. Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Willy Wonka makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious. Talk about your childhood wishes. You can eat beneath the dishes.
Four kids empty a gumball machine into a metal box. Others unwind dotted paper. More grab handfuls of hard candies from glass containers. Hands snatch yellow-green frogs. Four kids share a glass. Bill fills another.
Who can take tomorrow, dip it in a dream, separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream? The Candyman.
Willy Wonka can.
The Candyman can. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. And the world tastes good 'cause the Candyman thinks it should.
A sandy-haired boy in a red sweater stares through the candy shop window. He looks down and turns down the street. He walks up to a silver-haired man standing at a newsstand.
Hi, Mr. Joe Peck.
Ah, come along, Charlie. You're late.
It's payday, Mr. Joe Peck.
You're right.
Mr. Joe Peck hands him a coin.
There you are.
Thanks.
Say hello to your Grandpa Joe.
Okay.
Running down a street, Charlie drops a newspaper into a bucket at an outdoor grocer's. He throws one through an open door and continues on. He lobs one over a metal fence to land in a woman's flower basket. Charlie hops down deep steps. He walks up to a large metal gate labeled Wonka. He looks into a courtyard as he walks along the gate. He comes to an opening carved in a stone wall. He peers through to see a chimney stack. Gold letters reading, Wonka, light up on the stack. Charlie turns and stares at an old man.
Up the airy mountain, down the rushing glen, we dare not go a-hunting for fear of little men. You see...
The man backs up from Charlie.
Nobody ever goes in.
The man points to the gate. Charlie turns and sees the chimney stack.
Nobody ever comes out.
Charlie gulps as the man pulls his cart away. Cleavers and shears jangling. Charlie takes off. Two elderly couples lie in a large bed.
Charlie's late.
He works too hard for a little boy. He should have some time to play.
Not enough hours in the day. With the four of you bedridden for the past 20 years, it takes a lot of work to keep this family going.
If only his father were alive.
As soon as I get my strength back, I'm going to get out of this bed and help him.
Dad, in all the years you've been saying you're going to get out of that bed, I've yet to see you set foot on the floor.
He accepts a brown bowl.
Maybe if the floor wasn't so cold.
Hi, everybody.
Wake up! Wake up! Charlie's home!
Charlie walks around the bed.
Grandpa George.
Kissing them.
Grandma Georgina. Grandma Josephine. Grandpa Joe.
Charlie looks in the bowl.
Is this your supper, Grandpa?
Well, it's yours too, Charlie.
I'm fed up with cabbage water. It's not enough.
Charlie. That's all we have.
What are you saying?
Charlie pulls out a loaf of bread.
How about this? Charlie, where'd you get that?
What difference does it make where he got it? Point is, he got it.
It's my first payday.
Oh, good for you, Charlie. We'll have a real banquet.
Mom?
He hands her some coins.
Here's what's left. You keep it.
Charlie keeps one coin.
Except for this. From now on, I'm going to pay for your tobacco.
No one's going to pay for it, Charlie. I'm giving it up.
Come on, Dad. It's only one pipe a day.
When a loaf of bread looks like a banquet, I've no right buying tobacco.
Go on, Grandpa. Please take it.
Grandpa Joe takes the coin.
After I finished my paper route, I was in front of Wonka's. There was a strange man there. I think he was a tinker. He was standing right behind me, looking up at the factory. Just before he left, he said, "Nobody ever goes in, and nobody ever comes out."
And right he was, Charlie. Not since the tragic day that Willy Wonka locked it.
Why'd he lock it?
Because all the other chocolate makers in the world were sending in spies, dressed as workers, to steal Mr. Wonka's secret recipes. Especially Slugworth. Oh, that Slugworth, he was the worst. Finally, Mr. Wonka shouted, "I shall be ruined." Closed the factory. And that's just what he did. He locked the gates and vanished completely. And then suddenly, about 3 years later, the most amazing thing happened. The factory started working again, full blast, and more delicious candies were coming out than ever before. But the gates stayed locked so that no one, not even Mr. Slugworth, could steal them.
But, Grandpa, someone must be helping Mr. Wonka work the factory.
Thousands must be helping him.
But who? Who are they?
That is the biggest mystery of them all.
In a classroom.
Charlie Bucket.
Yes, Mr. Turkentine.
I shall need an assistant. Come and give me a hand. We have here nitric acid, glycerine, and a special mixture of my own. Together, it's horrible, dangerous stuff blows you up. But mixed together in the right way, as only I know how, what do you think it makes?
I don't know, sir.
Of course you don't know. You don't know because only I know. If you knew and I didn't know, then you'd be teaching me instead of me teaching you. And for a student to teach his teacher, it's presumptuous and rude. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir.
Now, mixed together in the right way, these three highly dangerous ingredients make the finest wart remover in the world. The trick is to pour them in equal amounts. Now, Charlie, you take the nitric acid and the glycerine, and I'll take my own special mixture. You ready? Good lad. Pour.
A cloud of smoke shoots out of the container.
No, certainly not. This is for very big warts.
Let me get
the fresh. What's going on out there? Here, wait for them. Come here. What's happening?
Willy Wonka's opening his factory. He's going to let people in.
You sure?
It's on the radio, and he's giving truckloads of chocolate away.
Class dismissed.
No, no, it's only for five people.
Class, I'm dismissed.
He's sent him five golden tickets, and the people who find him will win the big prize.
Where's he hidden the tickets?
Inside five Wonka bars. You got to buy Wonka bars to find them.
Class, re-dismissed.
The teacher grabs his coat and beats the students out the door. Charlie slowly walks to his desk and slings his bag over his shoulder. In a newsroom.
And now, details on the sudden announcement that has captured the attention of the entire world. Hidden among the countless billions of Wonka bars are five gold tickets. And to the five people who find them will come the most fabulous prize one could wish for. A lifetime supply of chocolate. And as if this were not enough, each winner before he receives his prize...
Grandpa, do you think I've got a chance to find one?
One. I'm counting on you to find all five.
One's enough for me.
Already we have reports coming in, but the response is phenomenal. Wonka bars are beginning to disappear from candy store shelves at a rate to boggle the mind. Truly, it is incredible the way that Wonka mania has descended upon the globe. While the world searches, we watch and wait, wondering where the pursuit will lead and how long the spirit of man will hold up under the strain.
A man on a couch.
I'm still having these dreams, Doctor, and I still can't stop myself from believing them.
I've told you, Mr. Hostetter, to believe in one's dreams is a manifestation of insanity. And the sooner you accept this, the sooner you'll get well.
But I dreamed the Archangel appeared and whispered into my ear and told me where to find a golden Wonka ticket.
And what exactly did he say?
Well, what difference does that make? This was a dream, a fantasy. I mean, you said just
now... Shut up, Hostetter, and tell me where the ticket is.
In a newsroom.
We began with five golden tickets, like five lucky bolts of lightning ready to strike without notice at any point on the map. No one knew where, no one knew when the first one would hit. But as you all know, last night we got our answer. While we in America slept, the first golden ticket was found in the small town of Dusselheim, Germany. We've been waiting several hours for the follow-up story, and we're finally ready with a live report.
In a restaurant.
Proud we are, for the attention of the entire world focuses today right here in Dusselheim, a community suddenly thrust into prominence by the unexpected discovery of the first Wonka golden ticket. Its lucky finder is the son of our most prominent pork butcher. The boy's name? Augustus Gloop. Augustus Gloop, the pride of Dusselheim, the fame of Western Germany, an example for the whole world.
Augustus, how does it make you feel to be the first golden ticket finder?
Hungry.
Any other feelings?
Feel sorry for Wonka. It's gonna cost him a fortune in fudge.
Mr. Gloop, would you mind saying...
Mr. Gloop bites the microphone.
Mrs. Gloop, would you care to say a few words to the television audience?
I trust you, Augustus, would find a golden ticket. Eating is his hobby, you know. We encourage him.
A scarred man with glasses whispers in Augustus's ear.
Anyway, it's all vitamins.
Happy birthday, Charlie! Happy birthday!
Here you are, Charlie. Thank you.
At Charlie's house, Charlie unwraps a long, bright red scarf.
It's terrific.
We each knitted a bit. Grandma Georgina, Grandma Josephine, and me.
I did the end pieces with the little tassels.
And here's a little gift from Grandpa George and me.
I think I know what this is. It is a Wonka.
Open it, Charlie. Let's see that golden ticket.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
It's not fair to raise his hopes.
Never mind. Go on, open it, Charlie. I want to see that gold.
Stop it, Dad.
I've got the same chance as anybody else, haven't I?
You got more, Charlie, because you wanted more. Go on, open it.
Here goes.
Charlie turns around.
I got it!
Where?
Let's see. Fooled you, didn't I? You thought I really had it.
Never mind, Charlie. You'll find one.
Here, everybody have a bite.
No.
No.
A pair of hands rapidly unwraps a Wonka bar over dozens of open bars. Rows of girls in blue ships unwrap bars. Upstairs.
I wanted to be the first to find a golden ticket, Daddy.
I know, Angel. We're doing the best we can. I've got every girl on the bleeding staff hunting for you.
All right, where is it? Why haven't they found it?
Veruca, sweetheart, I'm not a magician. Give me time.
I want it now. What's the matter with those twerps down there?
For 5 days now, the entire flipping factory's been on the job. They haven't shelled a peanut in there since Monday. They've been shelling flaming chocolate bars from dawn to dusk.
Make them work nights.
The man opens a window to the tables below.
Come along! Come along, you girls! Put a jerk in it, or you'll be out in your ears, every one of you! And listen to this! The first girl that finds a golden ticket gets a £1 bonus in her pay packet! What do you think of that?
They're not even trying. They don't want to find it. They're jealous of me.
Sweetheart, I can't push them no harder. 19,000 bars an hour they're shelling. 760,000 they've done so far.
You promised, Daddy. You promised I'd have it the very first day.
I got it, Mrs. Paul. Here it is.
About time, too. I want it. Give me that ticket.
Scarred man in glasses walks Veruca upstairs, whispering in her ear, at a pile of Wonka boxes.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is the sign of our times, the symbol of the havoc, the mad craze that's sweeping the world today. Whatever corner of the globe we are in, whichever of the five continents we are on, the great search for Wonka bars continues. We're now nearing the end of our 43rd day in the hunt for golden tickets. And everywhere, we're beginning to see signs of anxiety. Every hour on the hour, new shipments are being sent to different points around the globe. But they're just not moving fast enough. And as time passes, the men who seek them become more and more desperate.
On TV.
And it can happen right here, too, unbelievable as it sounds, right here in America, where even in the smallest town, the happiest of dreams can come true. Because, folks, here she is, Miss Violet Beauregard, finder of Wonka's golden ticket number 3 from Miles City, Montana. And with her, the proud parents, Mr. Beauregard, a prominent local politician, a great civic leader, a philosopher.
Hi, friend, Sam Beauregard here, Square Deal Sam to you, with all of today's great giveaway bargains, the finest values you'll get anywhere in the entire country. Now, this little
Come
number
on,
right
Dad,
here is a four-door
Thank you, sir. Violet, would you care to say a few words
sure,
to the nation?
Here it is, golden ticket number 3, and it's all mine.
Tell us how it happened, Violet.
Well, I'm a gum chewer normally, but when I heard about these ticket things of Wonka's, I laid off the gum and switched to candy bars instead. Now, of course, I'm right back on gum. I chew it all day except at mealtimes when I stick it behind my ear.
Violet.
Cool it, Mother. Now, this piece of gum here is one that I've been chewing on for 3 months solid, and that's a world record. It's beaten the record held by my best friend, Miss Cornelia Prince Medal, and was she mad. Hi, Cornelia, how are you, sweetie?
Let me just butt in here for a moment to say there's been a few folks watching for descent.
The scarred man in glasses whispers in Violet's ear. A wooden pole stirs pale blue shirts in steaming water. Charlie's mom lifts one into a nearby tub.
Charlie, what are you doing here?
I thought if you were ready, I'd walk you home.
Wish I were. Well, it looks like I'm
going
to be here late tonight.
Yeah. Well, then I guess I'll be going.
Well, why don't you stay a minute? Here, pull up a pile of clothes and sit down. Everything all right at school?
Yep.
Good. Going to newspaper route today?
Just finished.
Good.
I wanted to tell you something.
Oh?
They found a third ticket today.
Did they?
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll be going now.
Is that all?
I thought you'd like to know. Most people are pretty interested. I know I'm interested. There are only 2 tickets left, you know. Just 2. Pretty soon, just 1.
I wonder who the lucky ones will be.
Well, in case you're wondering if it'll be me, it won't be. Just in case you're wondering, you can count me out.
Charlie. There are 100 billion people in this world, and only 5 of them will find golden tickets. Even if you had a sack full of money, you probably wouldn't find one. And after this contest is over, you'll be no different from the billions of others who didn't find one.
But I am different. I want it more than any of them.
Charlie, you'll get your chance. One day things will change.
When? When will they change?
Probably when you least expect it.
She kisses him.
Thank you.
like everyone. But me and Grandpa Joe can make your troubles go away. Blow. Cheer up, Charlie, give me a smile. What happened to that smile I used to know? Don't you know your grin has always been my sunshine? Let that sunshine show. Come on, Charlie. No need to frown. Deep down you know the world is still your toy. When the world gets heavy, never pit a patum up an atom, boy. Someday, sweet as a song, Charlie's lucky day will come along. Till that day, you gotta stay in strong, Charlie. Up on top is right where you belong. Look up, Charlie, you'll see a star. Just follow it and keep your dream in view. Pretty soon the sky is gonna clear up, Charlie. Cheer up, Charlie, do. Cheer up, Charlie. Just be glad you're you.
While the rest of the world goes on searching, here in the Southwest, it is actually happy. That's what I said, friends. There's only one golden ticket left in the entire world, because right here, in our own community of Marble Falls, Arizona, is lucky winner number 4. Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. Hey, Mike, do you think we might shut that thing off?
Oh, are you crazy?
He won't answer till the station break.
Mike, the country wants to hear from you. The world is waiting, Mike.
Can't you shut up? I'm busy. Boy, what a great show.
I serve all his TV dinners right here. He's never even been to the table.
You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
What about that golden ticket, Mike? That's what we
hold
all...
Hold it! I want to catch this.
You like the killings, huh?
What do you think life's all about?
Mike, would you tell us if...
Mike aims his cap gun at the TV.
Wait till I get a real one. Colt 45. Pop won't let me have one yet, will you, Pop?
That's to your 12, son.
The scarred man whispers into Mike's ear. Women in furred hats and men in suits sit in a large room.
Lot 403. I can personally guarantee, ladies and gentlemen, that this is the one and only, the absolutely last case of Wonka bars left in the United Kingdom. Shall we start the bidding at £1,000? Do I hear £1,000? £1,500? £2,000. I have £2,500 here. £4,000. £4,500. £5,000. Your Majesty.
A man wearing a gun holster looks through a pile of papers.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Curtis. Doesn't seem to be anything in his papers to give us a clue.
They kidnapped my husband 12 hours ago. When are we going to hear from them? What do they want?
Try to stay calm. They did it for ransom. All we can do is wait to hear their demands.
I'll give them anything. Anything they want. All I want is to have Harold back.
An officer sits next to a reel-to-reel tape recorder.
Go ahead, we're listening.
What did they ask for? Whatever it is, they can have it.
They want your case of Wonka bars. Miss Curtis, did you hear me? It's your husband's life or your case of Wonka bars.
How long will it give me to think it over?
That's it, that's it. It's all over. The Wonka contest is all over. The fifth and final ticket has been found, and we've got a live report coming in directly now from Paraguay, South America.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is finished. The end has come. The fifth and last golden ticket has just been found, right here in Paraguay. The finder is Lucky Alberto Mignoletta, the multimillionaire owner of gambling casinos throughout South America. Here is the most recent picture available of the happy finder, the man who has finally
Turn
put an
off.
End to Wankomania for all the world.
Well, that's that. No more golden tickets.
A lot of rubbish, the whole thing.
Not to Charlie, it wasn't. A little boy's got to have something in this world to hope for. What's he got to hope for now?
Who's going to tell him?
Oh, let's not wake him. He'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, let him sleep. Let him have one last dream.
Charlie lies awake in bed. In class.
I've just decided to switch our Friday schedule to Monday, which means that the tests we take each Friday on what we learn during the week will now take place on Monday before we've learned it. But since the day is Tuesday, it doesn't matter in the slightest. Pencils ready. Today we are going to learn about percentages. And for an example, let's take the recent unpleasantness. Supposing there were 1,000 Wonka bars in the world, and during the contest you each opened a certain number of them. That number is a percent. Everyone understand? You, Madeleine Durkin, how many Wonka bars did you open?
About 100.
There are 10 hundreds in 1,000, therefore you opened 10%. You, Peter Goff, how many did you open?
150.
That's 10% half over again, which makes 15%. Charlie Bucket, how many did you open?
Two.
That's easy. 200 is twice 100.
Not 200, just two.
Two? What do you mean you only opened two?
I don't care very much for chocolate.
Well, I can't figure out just two, so let's pretend you opened 200. Now, if you opened 200 Wonka bars, apart from being dreadfully sick, you'd have used up 20% of 1,000, which is 15% half over again, 10%.
On a sidewalk, Charlie walks past parked cars. He looks down into a grate and sees a shining coin. He reaches in and grabs it. Cleaning it with his fingers, he turns and walks down the street. He stops at Bill's candy shop and enters.
Let's go!
Hi.
I'd like a bar of chocolate, please.
Yeah, sure. What kind? A Slugworth Sizzler? Wonka Scrumdiddlyumptious?
Whichever's the biggest.
Try a Wonka Scrumdiddlyumptious.
Charlie takes the footlong bar.
Now that all the tickets have been found, I don't have to hide them anymore.
Charlie breaks off pieces and wolfs them down. Bill holds out his hand, smiling. Charlie hands him the coin.
Hey, 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 take it easy. You'll get a stomachache if you swallow it like that.
Bye.
Bye now.
Charlie walks away, then stops. He turns and goes back.
I think I'll buy just one more. For my Grandpa Joe.
Sure. Why not try a regular Wonka bar this time?
Fine.
Outside, Charlie counts his change and pockets it. He stares at a mob of people at Mr. Jopek's newsstand.
That gambler from Paraguay made up a phony ticket.
That means there's one golden ticket still floating around somewhere.
Can you imagine the nerve of that guy? Trying to fool the whole world?
Boy, he really was a crook. Well, this means the contest goes on forever.
Charlie steps up to a pale blue doorway and pulls out the Wonka bar. He looks back and turns the bar over. He rips off the label and stares at the silver foil wrapping. Deliberately, Charlie unwraps the top of the foil and peels away the wrapping until he sees a trace of gold. He tears the foil away and breaks the chocolate. Smiling wide, he stares at the words, Wonka's Golden Ticket.
The last
The crowd mobs him, holding his hand up in the air.
Stand back, Mary.
Leave the boy alone.
Missy!
You killed him.
Just
leave him alone. Break it up. Over here. Show it over here. Come on, Charlie. Hold on to that ticket. Run for it, Charlie. Run straight home and don't stop till you get there.
Charlie takes off. He dashes round a corner and sidesteps to narrowly avoid an elderly couple. He runs under towering buttresses and into a tunnel. White chalk writing covers the walls. The scarred man in glasses steps in front of Charlie.
I congratulate you, little boy. Well done. You found the fifth golden ticket. May I introduce myself? Oscar Slugworth, president of Slugworth Chocolates Incorporated. Now listen carefully, because I'm going to make you very rich indeed. Mr. Wonka is at this moment working on a fantastic invention. The everlasting gobstopper. If he succeeds, he'll ruin me. So all I want you to do is to get hold of just one everlasting gobstopper and bring it to me so that I can find the secret formula. Your reward will be 10,000 of these. Think it over, will you? A new house for your family, and good food and comfort for the rest of their lives. And don't forget the name, Everlasting Gobstopper.
Charlie watches Slugworth leave and dashes down the tunnel. He races down an open stairwell, down a street, and cuts a sharp right. Continues to run up a grassy dirt road and enters his house.
Look, everyone, look, I've got it! The fifth golden ticket is mine!
You're pulling our legs, Charlie. There aren't any more golden tickets.
No, Grandpa, the last one was a fake. It sits on the papers. I found some money in the street and I bought a Wonka bar and the ticket was in it.
Charlie.
Look at it, Grandpa, see for yourself.
Read it, Joe, for heaven's sake.
Greetings to you, the lucky finder of this golden ticket. From Mr. Willy Wonka. Present this ticket at the factory gates at 10 o'clock in the morning of the first day of October, and do not be late. You may bring with you one member of your own family, but no one else. In your wildest dreams, you could not imagine the marvelous surprises that await you. Charlie, you've done it!
I can't believe it. Grandpa, it says I can take somebody with me. I wish you could go.
Grandpa Joe looks down and away. He tosses the comforter off.
Look.
He points to the foot of the bed.
Charlie.
Charlie uncovers Grandpa Joe's feet and pulls them off the bed.
That's good, Charlie. Now, help me up.
Charlie slings Grandpa Joe's right arm over his shoulders. They slowly rise. Charlie lets go of Grandpa Joe, who stands and smiles before falling backwards.
Oh. Are you okay?
I'm fine, Charlie.
Charlie grabs his hands and puts his foot on the bed. He pulls and Grandpa Joe rises and falls forward against the table.
Dad? Joe! Watch it, Joe.
Charlie and Grandpa Joe stagger into the bed's corner post. Grandpa Joe wraps his arm around it and stays standing.
Look at me. Look at me. Up and about. I haven't done this in 20 years.
He falls.
Oh. Grandpa!
Charlie helps him back up.
I never thought my life could be anything but catastrophe. But suddenly I begin to see a bit of good luck for me. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye.
Grandpa Joe walks about.
I never had a chance to shine, never a happy song to sing, but suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. It's ours, Charlie.
I've got a golden sun up in the sky.
Slippers, Charlie.
Charlie runs around the bed as Grandpa Joe peers under.
I never thought I'd see the day when I would face the world to say good morning. Look at the sun. I never thought that I would be slapping the lap of luxury, cause I'd have said
it couldn't be done.
They rise and fall.
But it can be done.
Charlie and Grandpa Joe stand.
Oh, the cave, Charlie.
He musses Charlie's hair.
Here I go.
Grandpa Joe runs around the bed.
Watch my speed.
He runs into a wall, stumbles forward, and is caught by Charlie.
I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be.
Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
They open a wicker trunk and toss aside clothes before finding a dark gray coat for Grandpa Joe. Charlie hands him a brown fedora and his cane. Grandpa Joe bounds across the room and opens a tiny window.
Good morning! Look at the sun!
He spins and grabs Charlie's hand, leading him around the table.
Cause I'd have said it couldn't be done, but it can be done. I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be. I've got a golden ticket.
They dance in time.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
Wait, stop. It says the 1st of October, that's tomorrow.
Jumping crocodiles, Charlie. We've got a lot to do. Comb your hair, wash your face, polish your shoes,
I'll
and brush
take
your...
care of everything, Dad.
We don't have too much time.
Grandpa. On the way home today, I ran into Mr. Slughorn.
A crowd of people mill around the gate of Wonka's factory. And holds a microphone.
Well, this is it, folks. This is the big day, the historic day on which Willy Wonka has promised to open his gates and shower gifts on the 5 lucky winners. From all over the globe, people have gathered here, waiting for the hour to strike, waiting to catch a glimpse of that legendary magician, Mr. Willy Wonka.
A clock tower reads 3 minutes to 10.
Hi, friends. Sam Beauregard here. The next time you're in Miles City, Montana, don't forget to visit
Bowie. Cut it out, Dad. For heaven's sake, this is my show. I couldn't eat it, sweetie. I've still got it. Now is this for strict?
Violet pulls her gum past her chin. Slugwort stands near the band.
Bring the cables over this way. Come on, quick. Hey, give me a break. Let me get a shot.
I want to go in first before anybody else.
Anything you say, sweetheart.
Augustus devours a donut.
Save some room for later, Augustus, liebling.
I don't believe it. We did it. We're actually going in.
We're going to see the greatest of them all, Mr. Willy Wonka.
All eyes look forward. The tower clock reads 10 o'clock. People press up against the gates. A red carpet runs from an opening in the gate to a brown double door. Wonka is painted above it. The winners peer forward. One of the doors opens. A man in purple coat and chocolate brown top hat limps out, leaning on a cane. The winners stand and watch the man slowly make his way down the carpet. He takes off his hat. The cane sticks in cobblestones and the man pauses. He slowly tips forward into a somersault. He stands, arms out, smiling. Small British, German, and American flags are waved by the crowd.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to my chocolate factory. Would you come forward, please?
Get back, you! Come on, Veruca, sweetheart!
The salts lead the dash down the gated walkway. Slugworth holds his thumb up.
That's Slugworth. That's the man I told you about.
Welcome. It's nice to have you here. I'm so glad you could come. This is going to be such an exciting day. I hope you enjoy it. I think you will. And now, would you please show me your golden tickets?
I'm Veruca Salt.
My dear Veruca, what a pleasure. And how pretty you look in that lovely mink coat.
I've got three others at home.
And Mr. Salt, overjoyed to see you, sir. Would you just step over there for a minute?
Augustus Klug.
Augustus, my dear boy, how good to see you, and in such fine shape. And this must be the radiant Mrs. Klug, just over there, dear lady.
Violet Beauregard.
Darling child, welcome to Wonka's.
What kind of gummy got here?
Charming.
Sam Beauregard here, Mr. Wonka.
My dear sir, what a genuine pleasure.
If ever you need anything in the automotive line, just call on Sam B. Phone number's on the card. With Sam B, it's a guarantee.
I'm Mike TV. Well, you're dead.
Wonderful to meet you, Mike. And Mrs. TV, how do you do? What an adorable little boy you have.
Thank you.
Just over there.
Charlie Bucket.
Well, Charlie Bucket. I read all about you in the papers. I'm so happy for you. And who's this gentleman?
My grandfather, Grandpa Joe.
Delighted to meet you, sir. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good. In we go.
Wonka retrieves his cane and leads them down the red carpet. The door opens ahead of them. The winners and guests file in first. Facing the crowd, Wonka takes off his hat, nods, and follows. The door closes behind them. Inside.
Now, hats, coats, galoshes over here. But hurry, please. We have so much time and so little to see. Wait a minute. Strike that. Reverse it. Thank you.
When do I get my chocolate?
First, take off your coat, Violet.
Wait, we're looking coat hangers.
Hand-shaped hangers grab jackets.
Little surprises around every corner, but nothing dangerous. Don't be alarmed. And as soon as your outer vestments are in hand, we'll begin.
The hanger grabs Grandpa's hat.
Now, will the children kindly step up here?
Wonka pulls back a curtain, revealing a contract painted on the wall.
Where's Dummy's gun and flying? Floods, fire, frost of frippery.
Accidents? What kind of accidents?
I didn't know we had to sign anything for this tour.
I can't see what it says in the bottom.
Violet, you first. Sign here.
Hold it! Let me through here, you kid. Violet, baby, don't you sign anything there. What's this all about?
Standard form of contract.
Don't talk to me about contracts, Wonka. I use them myself. They're strictly for suckers.
Yes, but you wouldn't begrudge me a little protection. A drop.
I don't sign anything without my lawyer.
My Veruca don't sign anything either.
Then she don't go in. I'm sorry, rules of the house.
I want to go in. Don't you dare stop me.
I'm only trying to help you, sweetheart.
Give me that pen. You're always making things difficult.
Nicely handled, Veruca. She's a girl who knows where she's going. Violet.
Wait a minute. What's all that small print there at the bottom?
Oh, if you have any problems, dial information. Thank you for calling. Mike, Augustus.
Violet.
I assume there's an accident indemnity clause.
Never between friends.
Saw this in a movie once. Guy signed his wife's insurance policy. Then he bumped her off.
Clever.
What about me, Grandpa?
Sign away, Charlie. We got nothing to lose.
Let's go in. Come on.
Patience, little dear. Everything has to be in order. Everyone signed? Yes. Good. On we go.
Wonka spins and proceeds to an opaque glass door. He rotates the combination lock doorknob.
99, 44, 100% pure. Just through the other door, please.
Veruca leads them into a narrow room with no other door.
What's the mistake here?
Hey, there is no other door! There's no way out!
Is this a trick or something, Wonka?
Help! Mr. Wonka, help! I'm getting squashed! Save me!
Is it my soul that calls for my name?
Somebody's touching me!
Oh. Now, look here, Wonka!
Excuse me, question time will come at the end of the session. We must press on. Come along. Come along. Ah, here we are.
Oh, don't be a darn fool, Wonka. That's the way we came in.
It is. Are you sure?
We've just come through there.
The opaque door opens to a narrowing hallway.
What is this, Wonka? Some kind of fun house?
Why, having fun?
I've had enough. I'm not going in there.
Come on, Violet, we're getting out of here.
Oh, you can't get out backwards. Gotta go forwards to go back. Better press on.
Hey, the room is getting smaller.
No, it's not. He's getting bigger.
He's at it again.
Where's the chocolate?
I doubt if there is any.
I doubt if any of us will get out of here alive.
Oh, you should never, never doubt what nobody is sure about.
You're not squeezing me through that tiny door.
You're off your bleeding nut, Wonka. No one can get through there.
My dear friends, you are now about to enter the nerve center to the entire Wonka factory. Inside this room, all of my dreams become realities. And some of my realities become dreams. And almost everything you'll see is eatable. Edible. I mean, you can eat almost everything.
Let me in, I'm starving!
Now, don't get overexcited. Don't lose your head, Augustus. We wouldn't want anyone to lose that. Yet. Now, the combination. This is a musical lock.
Rachmaninoff.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room.
A square 10-foot door opens. They enter and stand together as Wonka closes the door behind them. They stare out into a brick-walled room. Large windows light the toadstool-lined walkways. In one corner, chocolate splashes down a rocky waterfall. Large tubes and pipes rise out of a chocolate lake nearby.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination.
Wonka descends and backtreads up the stairs. The group stops and starts after him.
We'll begin with a spin. Traveling in the world of my creation, what we'll see will defy explanation.
Wonka steps down, then up. Mike freezes. Wonka takes a few more steps down and backs up, looking at Veruca and the Boer guards before descending.
If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world.
He plucks a hair from Mike's head.
There's nothing to it.
He lets it go. Wonka skips down the last set of stairs. He stops and turns at the bottom, halting the group. He bows.
Hurry up, Violet!
This way, Grandpa.
And they dash into the room. Wonka spears a toadstool cap with his cane to make a parasol.
There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
Charlie and Grandpa Joe trade large candy canes. Wonka knocks 3-foot gummy bears out of a tree over Violet. Veruca bangs an oversized jawbreaker on a rock. Mike jumps to reach a multicolored tree. Walking past, Wonka taps it with his cane, spilling candies to the ground. Veruca opens the jawbreaker and pulls out a viscous red gel and licks it. Mr. Beauregard unwinds a large liquor strand and bites the middle. Sitting on a rock, Augustus eats. Mrs. Teavy tastes white frosting from a large, wide toadstool before spooning more into her mouth. Wonka kicks brightly colored balls.
If you want a view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it.
Wonka peels a leaf from a candy cane tree and eats it. He sits next to a bush with floral-shaped cups and saucers.
There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there.
He sips from a flower cup.
you'll be free if you truly
Wonka sips again.
Wish to be.
He finishes the cup and then eats it.
What a disgusting, dirty river.
It's industrial waste, that. You've ruined your watershed, Wonka. It's polluted.
It's chocolate.
That's chocolate.
That's chocolate. A chocolate river.
That's the most fantastic thing I've ever seen.
10,000 gallons an hour. And look at my waterfall. That's the most important thing. It's mixing my chocolate. It's actually churning my chocolate. You know, no other factory in the world mixes its chocolate by waterfall. But it's the only way if you want it just right.
Grandpa, look over there across the river. They're little men.
Jumping crocodiles, Charlie. Oh.
Dummy, right?
Now we know who makes the chocolate.
I never saw anybody with an orange face before. Funny looking people, aren't they, Wonka?
What are they doing there?
It must be creaming and sugaring time.
Well, they can't be real people.
Well, of course they're real people.
Stuff and nonsense.
No, Oompa Loompas.
Oompa Loompas?
From Loompaland.
Loompaland? There's no such place.
Excuse me, dear lady.
Mr. Wonka, I am a teacher of geography.
Oh, well, then you know all about it. And what a terrible country it is. Nothing but desolate wastes and fierce beasts. And the poor little Oompa Loompas were so small and helpless, they would get gobbled up right and left. A Wang Doodle would eat 10 of them for breakfast and think nothing of it. So I said, come and live with me in peace and safety, away from all the Wang Doodles and horn swagglers and snoz wangers and rotten vermicious knids.
Snoz wangers? Vermicious knids? What kind of rubbish is that?
I'm sorry, but all questions must be submitted in writing. And so, in the greatest of secrecy, I transported the entire population of Oompa Loompas to my factory here.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa. I want you to get me an Oompa Loompa right away.
All right, Ruka, all right. I'll get you one before the day's out.
I want an Oompa Loompa now.
Can it, you nit?
This stuff is terrific. Grandpa, look at Augustus.
Don't worry, he can't drink it all.
Augustus, sweetheart, save some room for later.
Augustus, please, don't do that. My chocolate must never be touched by human hands. Please, don't do that. Don't do that. You're contaminating my entire river. Please, I beg you, Augustus. My chocolate. My chocolate. My beautiful chocolate.
Don't just stand there. Do something.
Help. Police. Murder.
Quick, Charlie, here.
Look, Augustus, grab this.
His hand slipped off a lollipop.
What's happening to him?
It looks like he's drowning.
Dive in, save him.
Oh, it's too late.
Too late?
He's had it now. The suction's got him.
Augustus, come back! Where is he?
Watch the pipe.
He can't swim.
There's no better time to learn.
There's his coat going up the pipe.
Call a plumber.
Stuck in the pipe there, isn't he, Wonka? It's his stomach that's done that.
He's blocking all the chocolate.
Well, what happens now, right?
Well, the pressure will get him out. Terrific pressure is building up behind the blockage.
Oh, yes. I wonder how long it's going to take him to push through.
The suspense is terrible.
He's going to put this time.
I hope it'll last.
Go on, boy, go on.
He'll never get out.
Yes, he will, Charlie. Watch. Remember you once asked me how a bullet comes out of a gun?
He's done! He'll be made into marshmallows in 5 seconds.
Impossible, my dear lady. That's absurd. Unthinkable.
Why?
Because that pipe doesn't go to the marshmallow room, it goes to the fudge room.
You terrible man.
What the heck is that? Take Mrs. Gloop straight to the fudge room, but look sharp, or her little boy's liable to get poured into the boiler.
You've boiled him up, I know it.
Il desperandum, dear lady. Across the desert lies the promised land. Goodbye, Mrs. Gloop. Adieu. Auf Wiedersehen. Gesundheit. Farewell.
The Oompa Loompas sing.
Oompa Loompa, Doompa Dee Doo. I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa Loompa, Doompa Dee Dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
Eating as much as an elephant eats.
What are you at, getting terribly fat? What do you think will come of that?
I don't like the look of it.
Oompa Loompa, Doompa Dee Da. If you're not greedy, you will go far. You will live in happiness too. Like the Oompa Loompa, Doompa Dee Doo.
The green-haired, orange-skinned Oompa Loompas in white overalls file out through a stone door.
Doompa Dee Doo.
Hey, what kind of place you running here anyhow, Wonka?
Mesdames et messieurs, maintenant nous allons faire un petit voyage par bateau.
What's he talking about?
Voulez-vous entrer le Wonkatania?
A white-trimmed blue paddle boat with red cushioned benches enters from a tunnel to dock before the group.
Good enough to eat.
That's quite a nice little canoe you've got there, Wonka.
All I ask is a tall ship and a star to sail her by. All aboard, everybody.
Ladies first, and that means Veruca.
If she's a lady, I'm a vermicious knit.
You sure this thing will float, eh, Wonka?
With your buoyancy, sir, rest assured.
She's treasure, Lee, but is she seaworthy?
Nothing to worry about, my dear lady. I take good care of my guests.
Yeah, you took real good care of that Argus kid over
everybody
there,
aboard.
Sure.
Wonka sits in the front, facing the group.
You're going to love this. Just love it.
Wearing a sailor's cap, an Oompa Loompa rings a bell. In the aft, four more hand crank the paddle wheel. The boat steers past the waterfall and the tubes.
Hey, Johnny, I want a boat like this. A beautiful paddle boat, that's what I want.
What she wants is a good kick in the pants.
I think I'm going to be seasick.
Here, try one of these.
What are they?
Rainbow drops. Suck them and you can spit in seven different colors.
Spitting's a dirty habit.
I know a worse one.
Violet picks her nose.
What business you assault?
Nuts.
The boat approaches a large, dark tunnel.
Hang on, where are we going?
I don't know, but I don't like what's that tunnel up there. Hey, Wonk, I want off!
Round the world and home again. That's the sailor's way.
Red, blue, and purple flash over the boat.
What is this, a freak out?
Hey, this isn't funny, Wonka!
You can't possibly see where you're going, Wonka!
You're right. I can't.
Boy, what a great series this would be.
Wonka!
This is kind of strange.
Yeah, strange, Charlie, but it's fun.
This is terrific.
I'm going to get off the boat, Wonka!
A millipede crawls on a man's face.
I'm going to be sick.
I can take it, Joe. This is not too far.
A cleaver cuts off a chicken's head. Slugworth's image appears next to Charlie and Grandpa Joe. Mike shoots at a lizard devouring insects.
There is no earthly way of knowing which direction we are going. There is no knowing where we're rowing or which way the river's flowing. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane a-blowing? Not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing. Are the fires of hell a-glowing? Is the grisly reaper mowing? Yes! The danger must be growing, for the rowers keep on rowing, and they're certainly not showing any signs that they are slowing!
Oh, make him stop, Sonny!
Wonka, has he gone far enough? Quite right, sir. Stop the boat!
The boat is stopped next to a blue double door.
We're there.
Where?
Here. A small step for mankind, but a giant step for us.
All ashore!
Get me off this crate!
Now, why don't they show stuff like that on TV?
I don't know.
What a nightmare.
Daddy, I do not want a boat like this.
Dairy cream?
Whipped cream?
Coffee cream?
Vanilla cream?
Hair cream?
Meine Herrschaft, schenken Sie mir Ihre Aufmerksamkeit.
That's not French.
Sie kommen jetzt in den interessantesten und gleichzeitig geheimsten Raum meiner Fabrik.
I can't take much more of this.
Meine Damen und Herren,
Der Inventing Room. Now remember, no messing about. No touching, no tasting, no telling.
No telling what?
You see, all of my most secret inventions are cooking and simmering in here. Old Slugworth would give his false teeth to get inside for just 5 minutes. So don't touch a thing.
Inside, an Oompa Loompa observes five pink smoking spats. Other Oompa Loompas mill about between machines made from makeshift and discarded materials.
Vending room looks more like a circus bath to me.
Even if Slugworth did get in here, he couldn't find anything.
You got a garbage strike going on here, Wonka?
Who does your cleaning up?
Shouldn't you be wearing rubber gloves? You'll have the health inspectors up here, you know that, don't you?
Invention, my dear friends, is 93% perspiration, 6% electricity, 4% evaporation, and 2% butterscotch ripple.
That's 105%.
Any good?
Wonka sips his mix. Wonka grabs a clock and walks to a pot near Veruca.
Time is a precious thing. Never waste it.
He drops it in the pot.
He's absolutely bonkers.
And that's not bad.
Mike chews. Wonka pedals a bike to whip cream in a bucket.
Springtime, the only pretty ringtime birds sing. Hey, ding. A ding, a ding, sweet lovers love the spring.
Smoke flies from Mike's mouth, and he falls into hanging pots.
I told you not to, silly boy.
Your teeth!
Mike breathes smoke.
Boy, that's great stuff.
That's exploding candy for your enemies. Great idea, isn't it? Not ready yet, though. Still too weak. Needs more gelic matter.
Wonka dips his finger into a foggy barrel and tastes it. He tosses a blanket aside and drops two soccer cleats into the barrel.
What's that for? Gives it a little kick.
Mr. Salt reads two bins.
Wonka. What's a scotch? What's a gin? Got something going on inside of it.
Candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker.
Wonka reaches into another foggy barrel. He grabs a heavy coat and drops it in.
What's the matter? Too hot, Mr. Wonka?
Too cold. Far too cold.
That's the gourmet cooking for you.
No! No, please.
Forgive me, but no one must look under there. This is the most secret machine in my entire factory. This is the one that's really going to sizzle old Slugworth.
What's it do?
Would you like to see?
Here.
Wonka presses a button. Pistons covered in mint green cloth pump as a conveyor belt works. Black letters read, "Keep out," on a red cloth covered machine. A long, thin pink pole rises and falls between whirring blue cloth. Multicolored, multi-pointed lugs travel down the conveyor belt.
But what's it do?
Can't you see? It makes everlasting gobstoppers.
Did you say everlasting gobstoppers?
That's right. For children with very little pocket money, you can suck them forever.
I want an everlasting gobstopper.
Me too.
And me.
Fantastic invention. Revolutionize the industry. You can suck them and suck them and suck them, and they'll never get any smaller. Never. At least I don't think they do. A few more tests.
How do you make them?
I'm a trifle deaf in this ear. Speak a little louder next time. Who wants an everlasting gobstopper?
Me.
I can only give them to you if you solemnly swear to keep them for yourselves and never show them to another living soul as long as you all shall live. Agreed?
Agreed.
Veruca crosses her fingers.
One for you, and one for you, and one for you.
Yeah, what about Charlie?
And one for Charlie.
Hey, she's got two. I want another one.
Stop squawking, you twit.
Everybody has had one, and one is enough for anybody. Now come along. Now, over here, if you'll follow me, I have something rather special to show you.
Well, it's special, all right. I only hope my Veruca doesn't want one.
What a contraption!
Isn't she scrumptious? She's my revolutionary, non-pollutionary mechanical wonder. Now, button, button, who's got the button?
It's over there.
Here?
Yeah.
The many-armed machine comes alive. Mr. Salt watches tiny cups pour white powder down a tube. Violet tastes a tray of crushed tomatoes. Wonka watches wide-eyed.
What you are witnessing, dear friends, is the most enormous miracle of the machine age. The creation of a confectionery giant.
Bees scurry in a see-through hive. Down a coiling tube, honey drips. Grandpa Joe looks on and tilts his head. A small yellow rectangle falls into a plastic case.
Finito!
That's all?
Don't you know what this is?
My gum, it's gum!
Wrong! It's the most amazing, fabulous, sensational gum in the whole world.
What's so fab about it?
This little piece of gum is a three-course dinner.
Bull!
No, roast beef, but I haven't got it quite right yet.
I don't care.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I really wouldn't.
So long as it's gum, then that's for me.
Violet, now don't you do anything stupid.
What's it taste like? Fabulous! It's tomato soup! It's hot and creamy. I can actually feel it running down my throat.
Stop. Don't.
Why doesn't she listen to Mr. Wonka?
Because, Charlie, she's a nitwit.
This sure is great soup. Hey, the second course is coming up. Roast beef and a baked potato. Mmm.
With sour cream? What's for dessert, baby?
Dessert? Here it comes. Blueberry pie and cream. It's the most marvelous blueberry pie I've ever tasted.
Holy Toledo, what's happening to your face?
Cool it, Dad. Let me finish.
Yeah, but your face is turning blue. Violet, you're turning violet, Violet.
What are you talking about?
I told you I hadn't got it quite right yet. You can say that again. Look what it's done to my kid.
Always goes wrong when we come to the dessert. Always.
Violet, what are you doing now? You're blowing up.
I feel funny. I'm
not surprised.
What's happening?
You're blowing up like a balloon.
Like a blueberry.
Somebody do something. Call a doctor.
Stick her with a pin.
She'll pop.
It happens every time. They all become blueberries.
You've really done it this time, haven't you, Wonka? I'll break you for this.
Oh, well, I'll get it right in the air.
Help! Help!
We gotta let the air out of her quick.
There's no air in there.
Hmm?
That's juice.
Juice?
Would you roll the young lady down to the juicing room at once, please?
What for?
For squeezing. She has to be squeezed immediately before she explodes.
Explodes?
It's a fairly simple operation.
Oompa, loompa, doompa, doompa. I've got another puzzle for you. Oompa, loompa. If you are wise, you'll listen to me. Gum chewing's fine when it's once in a while. It stops you from smoking and brightens your smile. But it's repulsive, revolting, and wrong. Chewing and chewing all day long. The way that a cow does. Oompa, loompa, oompa dee da. Given good manners, you will go far. You will live in happiness too. Like the Oompa Loompa, Doompa Dee Doo.
Three Oompa Loompas roll Violet out of the room. Another leads Mr. Beauregard after them.
I'll get even with you for this walk-up. It's the last thing I ever do.
I got a blueberry for a daughter.
Where is fancy bread? In the heart or in the head? Shall we roll on? Well, well, well. Two naughty, nasty little children gone. Three good, sweet little children left.
Hurry, please. Long way to go yet.
Oh. Wait a minute. Must show you this. Lickable wallpaper for nursery walls. Lick an orange. It tastes like an orange. Lick a pineapple. It tastes like a pineapple. Go ahead, try it.
Oh. Mmm, I got a plum. Grandpa, this banana's fantastic. It tastes so real.
Try some more. The strawberries taste like strawberries. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Snozzberries? Who ever heard of a snozzberry?
Wonka holds Veruca's face.
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams. Come along, come on.
Something very unusual in here. Bubbles, bubbles everywhere, but not a drop to drink. Yet.
What's it making, Mr. Wonka?
Fizzy lifting drinks. They fill you with gas, and the gas is so terrifically lifting that it lifts you right off the ground like a balloon.
Oh, isn't it high? Gosh.
But I daren't sell it yet. It's still too powerful.
Oh, come on, let us try some, please.
No, 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 absolutely not. There'd be children floating around all over the place. Come along now, don't hang about. You're going to be wild about this next one.
Let's take a drink, Charlie. Nobody's watching.
Yeah.
A small one won't hurt us. Whoops. Not bad. Well?
nothing's happening.
You're right, Charlie. I can't understand why! I feel terribly strange.
What do we do now, Grandpa?
I don't know, Charlie, but... We're in big trouble. Mr. Walkie is going to like this.
We can't stay up here all day.
You're right, Charlie, but...
I'm going to try and get down.
All right, Charlie, but please, be very careful.
Charlie paddles through the air.
Hey, it's fine, Grandpa. It worked. Come on in. The air's fine.
Oh, I don't know, Charlie.
Come
I haven't
on,
been swimming
give me
in 20
hand.
Years. I don't think I ought to... Oh, this is great.
Hey, try this, Grandpa.
All right, Charlie, wait for me.
Whee! Charlie and Grandpa Joe stand very straight and shoot up high.
Have a shooting star.
I'm a rocket. Grandpa, this is really great.
Look, I'm a bird. I feel light as a feather. Look down, Charlie. We're really high now.
What's this, Grandpa?
Charlie rears back and completes two somersaults.
Wonderful, Charlie.
Wow! Try it, Grandpa.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, Grandpa.
All right.
Grandpa Joe rears back and completes one.
Hey, you did it, Grandpa.
Oh, I think I hit an air pocket.
You can fly to the moon this way.
Let's just fly south for the winter.
Why not? I'm a bird.
I'm a plane. Charlie, it'll chop us to bits. We're in trouble, Charlie. I can't stop.
It's pulling me in.
I can't stop. I can't stop.
What do we do?
Grab hold of something quick.
There's nothing to grab onto. Help! We're gonna get killed.
Help!
Help!
Mr. Walker, please turn off the fan. I'm going down. Quick, Charlie. Burp. If you don't get down,
help!
I'll touch the ribbon.
I can't.
Burp, Charlie. It's the only way. Attaboy. Burp again. Attaboy. Come on. Ah, that's wonderful, Charlie. Grab onto me, Charlie. We're going to be all right now. Good boy. From now on, we keep our feet on the ground. Come on, let's get up to the others.
I know what you're thinking. They can't be doing what they're doing. But they are. They have to. I haven't met the Oompa Loompa yet who could do it. These are the geese that lay the golden eggs. As you can see, they're larger than ordinary geese. As a matter of fact, they're quadruple-sized geese which produce octuple-sized eggs. They're laying overtime right now for Easter.
But Easter's over.
They don't know that. I'm trying to get ahead for next year.
What happens if they drop one of those eggs, Wonka?
An omelet fit for a king, sir.
Are they chocolate eggs?
Golden chocolate eggs. That's a great delicacy. But I wouldn't get too close. The geese are very temperamental. That's why we have the egg decator.
Egg the what?
The egg decator. The egg decator can tell the difference between a good egg and a bad egg. If it's a good egg, it's shined up and shipped out all over the world. But if it's a bad egg... Down the chute.
The needle points to bad. And the egg drops out of sight.
It's an educated egg decator.
It's a lot of nonsense.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest.
Hey, Daddy, I want a golden goose.
Here we go again.
All right, sweetheart, all right. Daddy will get you a golden goose as soon as we get home.
No, I want one of those.
Bunker. How much do you want for the golden goose?
They're not for sale.
Name your price.
She can't have one.
Who says I can't?
The man with the funny hat.
I want one. I want a golden goose.
Gooses. Geeses. I want my geese to lay gold eggs for Easter.
It will, sweetheart.
At least 100 a day.
Anything you say.
And by the way...
What?
I want a feast.
You ate before you came to the factory.
I want a bean feast.
Oh, one of those.
Cream buns and donuts and fruitcake with no nuts. So good you could go nuts.
You're going to have all those things when you get home.
No, now. I want a ball. I want a party. Pink macaroons and a million balloons. And performing baboons and give it to me. Now. I want the world.
want the whole world. I want to lock it all up in my pocket. It's my bar of chocolate. Give it to me now. I want today. I want tomorrow. I want to wear 'em like braids in my hair, and I don't want to share 'em.
She whips her hair and shakes her fists.
I want a party with roomfuls of laughter, 10,000 tons of ice cream. And if I don't get the things I am after, I'm going to scream.
She unfurls yellow wrapping and crunches hanging baskets of ribbon.
I want the works, I want the whole works, presents and prizes and sweets and surprises of all shapes and sizes, and now, don't care how, I want it now, don't care how, I want it now.
She falls down the chute.
She was a bad egg.
Where's she gone?
Where all the other bad eggs go. Down the garbage chute.
Oh, the garbage chute. Where did it lead to?
To the furnace.
The furnace! She'd be sitting like a sausage.
Well, not necessarily. She could be stuck just inside the tube.
Inside the... Hold on! Veruca! Sweetheart! Daddy's coming!
There's going to be a lot of garbage today.
Ah, Mr. Salt finally got what he wanted.
What's that?
Veruca went first.
Mr. Wonka, they won't really be burned in the furnace, will they?
Well, I think that furnace is lit only every other day. So they have a good sporting chance, haven't they?
Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-doo. I've got another puzzle for you. Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me. Who do you blame when your kid is up? Brat, pampered, and spoiled like a Siamese. Cat blaming the kids is a lie and a shame. You know exactly who's to blame. The mother and the father. Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-da. If you're not spoiled, then you will go far. You will live in happiness too. Like the oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-doo.
I don't understand it. The children are disappearing like rabbits. Well, we still have each other. Shall we press on?
Mr. Wonka, can't we sit down for a minute? The pace is
my
killing.
Dear lady, transportation has already been arranged.
An Oompa Loompa empties a green bottle into a bronze tank.
Behold the Wonkamobile, thing of beauty and joy forever. Places, please. The dance is about to begin.
Better grab a seat. They're going fast.
Mr. Wonka, what's that they're filling it up with?
Oh, ginger ale, ginger pop, ginger beer, beer bubbles, bubble aid, bubble cola, double bubble burpa cola, and all the crazy carbonated stuff that tickles your nose. Few people realize what tremendous power there is in one of those things.
Sorry I asked.
You think Slughorse would pay extra to know about this?
Keep your eyes open and your mouth shut.
Everybody set?
Is this going to go fast, Grandpa?
It should, Charlie. It's got more gas in it than a politician.
Now hold on tight. I'm going to really open her up this time and see what she can do.
The Wonkamobile crawls forward. Thick white foam leaks from the bronze tank behind the TVs.
Swifter than eagles! Stronger than lions!
Foam shoots everywhere, covering everyone. Foam-covered Wonkamobile disappears behind a thin pillar. When it reappears, the entire group and the Wonkamobile are completely clean.
Hey, Grandpa, what was that we just went through?
Hasa Wakano.
Is that Japanese?
No, that's Wonka Wash spelled backwards. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. The journey is over.
Finest path I've had in 20 years.
Let's do it again, Mr. Wonka.
You mean that's as far as it goes?
Can we walk?
the good Lord had intended us to walk, he wouldn't have invented roller skates. Now, would you all please put these on? We have to be very careful. There's dangerous stuff inside.
In a stark white room.
Wonkavision, my very latest and greatest invention.
It's television.
It's Wonkavision. Now, I suppose you all know how ordinary television works. You photograph something.
Sure, I do. You photograph something, then the photograph is split up into millions of tiny pieces, and they go whizzing through the air down to your TV set where they're all put together again in the right order.
You should open your mouth a little wider when you speak. So I said to myself, if they can do it with a photograph, why can't I do it with a bar of chocolate?
Wonka points his cane at four Oompa Loompas carrying a six-foot Wonka bar.
I shall now send this chocolate bar from one end of the room to the other. It has to be big, because whenever you transmit something by television, it always ends up smaller on the other end. Goggles on, please. Lights, camera, action!
The bar disappears in a flash of white light.
Then remove your goggles.
Where's the chocolate?
It's flying over our heads in a million pieces.
They follow Wonka, staring up at tiny colored dots floating above.
Now watch the screen. Here it comes. There it is. Take it.
How can you take it? It's just a picture.
All right, you take it.
It's real.
Taste it. It's delicious. It's just gotten smaller, that's all.
It's perfect.
It's unbelievable.
It's a miracle.
It's a TV dinner.
It's Wonkavision.
It could change the world.
Mr. Wonka, can you send other things? Not just chocolate, I mean.
Anything you like.
What about people?
People? I don't really know. I suppose I could. Yes, I'm sure I could. I'm pretty sure I could. But it might have some messy results.
Look at me. I'm going to be the first person in the world to be sent by television.
Hey, get away from that thing.
Stop. Don't. Come back.
Lights, camera, action!
Mike! Where are you?
He's up there, in a million pieces.
Mike! Are you there?
No good shouting here. Watch the screen.
Mike! Why is he taking so long?
A million pieces take a long time to put together.
Oh, where are they?
There's definitely something coming through.
Is it Mike?
Well, it's hard to tell, but I...
Oh!
Our little group is getting smaller by the minute.
Look at me, everybody. I'm the first person in the world to be sent by television. Wow, what a wild trip that was. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Am I coming in clear? Hey, Mom, I said, am I coming in clear?
Great. He's completely unharmed.
You call that unharmed?
Wow, that was something. Can I do it again?
No, there'll be nothing left.
Don't worry about a thing, Mom. I feel fine. I'm famous. I'm a TV star. Wait till the kids back home hear about this.
Nobody's going to hear about this.
Well, you're taking me. I don't want to go.
She puts him in her purse.
Be quiet. Well?
Well, fortunately, small boys are extremely springy and elastic, so I think we'll put him in my special taffy pulling machine. That should do the trick.
Taffy?
To the taffy pulling room. You'll find the boy in his mother's purse, but be extremely careful.
Taffy? What's he saying?
No, no, I won't hold you responsible.
He hands the purse to an Oompa Loompa.
And now, my dearest lady, it's time to say goodbye. No, don't speak. For some moments in life, there are no words. Run along now.
Mrs. TV faints. Two Oompa Loompas catch her and drag her away.
Adieu, adieu. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Wearing white suits with orange trim, the Oompa Loompas march across the white floor.
Doompa-dee-doo, I've got another puzzle for you. Oompa, loompa, doompa-da-dee, if you are wise, you'll listen to me.
What do you get from a glut of TV?
A pain in the neck and an IQ of 3.
Why don't you try simply reading a book?
Or could you just not bear to look?
Doompa-dee-da, if you're not greedy, you will go far. You will live in happiness too, like the Oompa, Oompa, Loompa, Oompa-dee-doo.
Outside the white room.
So much to do, so much to do. Invoices, bills, letters. I must answer that note from the Queen.
Mr. Wonka, what's going to happen to the other kids? Augustus, Veruca.
My dear boy, I promise you they'll be quite all right. When they leave here, they'll be completely restored to their normal, terrible old selves. But maybe they'll be a little bit wiser for the wear. Anyway, don't worry about them.
Now, what do we do now, Mr. Wonka?
Oh, yes. Well, I hope you enjoyed yourselves. Oh. Excuse me for not showing you out. Straight up the stairs. You'll find the way. I'm terribly busy. Whole day wasted. Goodbye to you both. Goodbye.
Wonka shakes their hands and enters an office.
What happened? Did we do something wrong?
I don't know, Charlie. But I'm going to find out.
Inside, Grandpa Joe walks past walls with strips of wallpaper and a half of a safe. Wonka sits at a half desk. The halved pendulum on a halved clock ticks. Wonka's hat rests on a half bust of himself.
Mr. Wonka?
I am extraordinarily busy, sir.
I just wanted to ask about the chocolate. The lifetime supply of chocolate for Charlie. When does he get it?
He doesn't.
Why not?
Because he broke the rules.
What rules? We didn't see any rules, did we, Charlie?
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein and herein contained, etc., etc., fax mentis incendium gloria culpum, etc., etc., memo bis punitor delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
You're a crook. You're a cheat and a swindler. That's what you are. How can you do a thing like this? Build up a little boy's hopes and then smash all his dreams to pieces. You're an inhuman monster.
I said good day.
Come on, Charlie. Let's get out of here. I'll get even with him if it's the last thing I ever do. Slugworth wants a gobstopper. He'll get one.
Charlie stops. Grandpa Joe stares at him. Charlie turns and walks up to Wonka.
Mr. Wonka?
Charlie puts the everlasting gobstopper on the desk and leaves. Wonka's hand covers the gobstopper.
So shines a good deed in a weary world. Charlie! My boy. You won! You did it! You did it! I knew you would! I just knew you would! Oh, Charlie, forgive me for putting you through this. Please, forgive me. Come in, Mr. Wilkinson. Charlie, meet Mr. Wilkinson.
Pleasure.
Slugworth!
No, that's not Slugworth. He works for me.
For you?
I had to test you, Charlie, and you passed the test. You won!
What won?
The jackpot, my dear sir, the grand and glorious jackpot.
The chocolate?
The chocolate, yes, the chocolate, but that's just the beginning. We have to get on, we have so much time and so little to do. Strike that, reverse it. This way, please. We'll take the Wonkavator. Step in, Charlie. Grandpa Joe, sir. This is the great glass Wonkavator.
It's an elevator.
It's a Wonkavator. An elevator can only go up and down, but the Wonkavator can go sideways and slantways and long ways and back ways and square ways and front ways and any other ways that you can think of. It can take you to any room in the whole factory just by pressing one of these buttons. Any of these buttons. Just press a button and zing! You're off. And up until now, I've pressed them all. Except one. This one. Go ahead, Charlie.
Me?
There it goes. Hold on tight. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen.
Faster, faster. If we don't pick up enough speed, we'll never get through.
Get through what?
You mean we're going...
up and out.
But this roof is made of glass. It'll shatter into 1,000 pieces. We'll be cut to ribbons.
probably. Hold on, everybody. Here it comes!
The golden Wonka Vader crashes through the glass roof. It continues up and drifts above the town.
You did it, Mr. Wonka. Congratulations.
Get up. Take a look.
Grandpa, our town looks so pretty from up here.
Yeah, look over here, Charlie. I think I see our house.
Wow.
It really looks beautiful.
There's my school, Grandpa.
How did you like the chocolate factory, Charlie?
I think it's the most wonderful place in the whole world.
I'm very pleased to hear you say that, because I'm giving it to you. That's all right, isn't it?
You're giving Charlie the...
I can't go on forever, and I don't really want to try. So who can I trust to run the factory when I leave and take care of the Oompa Loompas for me? Not a grown-up. A grown-up would want to do everything his own way, not mine. That's why I decided a long time ago that I had to find a child. A very honest, loving child to whom I can tell all my most precious candy-making secrets.
And that's why you sent out the golden tickets.
That's right. So the factory's yours, Charlie. You can move in immediately.
And me?
Absolutely.
What happens to
the rest? The whole family. I want you to bring them all.
Charlie hugs him.
But Charlie, don't forget what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he always wanted.
What happened?
He lived happily ever after.
Wonka smiles. Charlie hugs him again. The Wonka Vader rises to the clouds in the blue sky. Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services and WeCTV.com.